I want to first thank the organizers for the opportunity to share our research results with all of you. And I also would like to thank our co-authors for their contributions to this talk. And first, I would like to discuss what I'm going to cover in this presentation. First, I would briefly describe the trap we used, then move on to the field trapping data, and cover the future research directions, then what are the take-home messages from this presentation. For the trap we use a yellow pyramid trap baited with the pheromone. And this is a close-up picture, the whole trap and the trap top. There are two papers as describe this trap. And so how it works, the yellow pyramid trap will attract the bugs. Then the bugs crawl into the trap top. We have the air tag treated with insecticide. It will kill the bugs. And when we check the trap, just count the dead bug, identify the male and female there. Here's the first set of data to show the cloudiness of the trapping. And first, I would like to point out there are seven different species can be attracted by the brown stingerbug pheromone trap. There are four Eucystis species. The first is a brown stingerbug, and then the Eucystis quadrata, Eucystis actericus, and the Eucystis tristigmus. Also, there are three other genera: Nezara viridiana, that's southern green, and then the rice stingbug and the green stingbug. I want to point out, although it's a Eucystis pheromone, they only attracted the cervus, but other Eucystis species called less. In contrast, southern green stingbug has a higher percentage compared to other Eucystis species. And with this data, we ask the question, what are the potential roles for doing this trapping work? We come up with four different ways we can use the traps. They are determining the seasonal occurrence, study the behavior, and examine the distribution pattern, and also if we can design the management tools for the treatment, for control the bugs. Now we'll move on to the next section, will be the field trapping data. The first set of data is three studies of brown stingbug trapping in corn. And then we will test new compounds for capturing the southern green stingbug. For the studies on the brown stingbug trapping in corn, the three studies we carried out the seasonal occurrence, edge effect, and diurnal activity pattern. For the seasonal occurrence study, we selected 3 1-acre cornfields, and for each field, we deployed 10 traps. Here is the distribution in the field, 4 in the middle, 3 on each side. We checked the trap twice per week for 17 weeks, and the trapping study was repeated for 4 years. And then for the first year capture data, I would like to first mention the Y and the X axis, what they present for. The Y axis here presents the number of bugs, and the X axis describes the 17 weeks we monitor the stingbug population. And for this three line graph, the top line is the total number of stingbugs from the three farms. And the three colored line are the each farm, the number of stingbugs captured for each farm. I want us for this presentation just focus on the total number of stingbugs. And for this first slide, I want to point out there are two nice peaks. There is no cloudiness on this one, but here comes the cloudiness. And the first year, we find two peaks. Second year, significantly less number of stingbugs. Here's over 450, over 250. Here, it's just over 200 for the first peak, and no second peak. Third year, no first peak. Second peak has barely reached 200. fourth year, it's just like the first one. It's getting normal. What can we come up the reasons for to explain this? Then we look at the weather data in Georgia. I would like to get your attention first on the right graph. It's the Georgia rainfall deficit map. The white arrow here indicated the 30-year average of rainfall. You can see Tifton, where our experiment was conducted, it's right at the average, 30-year average. And then when we look at the Tifton temperature and rainfall data, the black dot and the white dot means the high and low temperature. And the bar graph, there are the rainfall data. The bar graph, the scale is on the right side, and the temperature, it's labeled on the left side. And all of these are 365 days original data. There was no mean was calculated. I just want to show you the first year we have a normal year, we have more rain and also frequent rain for the year. Now let's move on to look at 2006. Just look at this, you can tell. Here's the 30-year average, zero, right here. So overall in Georgia, we had a drought, dry year. And here shows the rainfall. 2007, similar pattern, here's a zero. And 2008, here's a zero. That's the average. You can see we are about the average for 2008. So from this, we conclude there are two peaks in general when we have good rain, and pheromone trap capture is negatively influenced by drought. For the edge effect, we just zoom in for the 2006, use the 2006 data. You can see here, when we look at just the edge traps, we have significantly more female than male at the edge. But when we look at each sex, between the edge and the middle of the field, only female was significantly different at a at the alpha level at 0.1. So that comes the cloudiness again. In general, we can conclude clearly females were captured more at the edge of the field. Then for the diurnal activity pattern, we monitor this in 2006, used 10 traps. Briefly, I want to mention how the traps were deployed. We had set up on the bellflower farm next to the fence, 10 traps this way. It's between the maturing wheat and corn seedling. And we monitored for 6 days, early morning, late morning, mid-afternoon, and evening. When we look at a 6 day average, clearly it shows early morning and evening, they are the most active period for the sting bug. And also, we caught more females. And in the middle of the day, there's not much activity. Now, when we look at the detailed data, here comes the cloudiness again. Early morning, on the first 2 days, we caught the most number of bugs. And for this full graph, I just want to point out probably for the quickest would be, if we caught a high number of bugs in the morning, there would be not in the afternoon. If we caught a less number of bugs in the morning, there would be more in the afternoon. That's how the data we can look at it that way. That's the cloudiness. I think we need to do more work to examine this. And I summarize what we find. We'll move on to look at the next one. On the overall summary for the corn insect pests, we have two population peaks, more females than males at the edge, and the most active movement is either in the morning or early morning or late afternoon. In addition to the corn data, we also examined, this is from Dr. Tillman's group, they examined the new compound for sting bug capture. Use a similar trap, and the experiment setup was the traps were deployed 23 meters apart and the edge of the peanut field. There were five treatments. It was replicated four times, and it was monitored for 5 weeks. These are the five treatments. Either the southern grain sex pheromone, that's the first treatment, and the EEZ as an abbreviation for the second treatment. And the EEZ with Brown's thing about aggregation pheromone. With a Brown's thing about aggregation pheromone was the third experiment, and then Eustis, the Brown's thing about pheromone alone, and the fifth treatment, it's a solvent only. These are the data. First, let's look at a thousand grain stink bug capture. It's no surprise the thousand grain stink bug pheromone caught the most number of thousand grain stink bug at both locations. However, I would like to point out they also caught other stink bugs. And I would also like to mention Dr. Tillman's group is the first, this is the first time the thousand grain stink bug pheromone was tested in the field. When we look at a Eustis capture, the brown stink bug capture, again, it's a brown stink bug aggregation pheromone called most at both locations. I want to point out, although it's not statistically significant, I would like to point out the addition of EEZ reduced capture. And when we look at a third common stink bug species, the grain stink bug, the EEZ called the most. So it's puzzling overall. Although the pheromones are species specific, they are overlapped. When we visit the potential roles for the pheromone traps, we can use the pheromone traps to monitor the population and also monitor stink bug populations among the crops, also to design management tools. And for future research directions, and we just sort of, it's possible we can design new control strategies using combined pheromone, combine this brown stink bug aggregation pheromone with southern grain sex pheromone. Would that be a possibility? That's one thing. And then also, whether we can use plant volatile to attract stink bugs and kill them. And several of us in a previous stink bug group meeting shared information. We talk about the geranium. They are attractive to stink bugs. And we find this in the rearing cage. Stink bug will like to cover this leaf and also lay eggs on this. Can we use this plant to trap at an overwintering site? And also in the field, can we use this to attract them for overposition and then kill the eggs and the nymphs before they disperse? Would that be a possibility? In addition, stink bug population monitoring using pheromone, can we correlate the number of bugs with the mycotoxin? That's an important problem down in the southern states. And that's another one. Also, because I'm working on the host plant resistance, we probably need to look into the corn resistance to stink bug damage. To the take home messages are the aggregation pheromones and sex pheromone traps can be used for the study of a stink bug, as well as management of a stink bug. The colonies in the data, we might be able to use it as our advantage to control stink bugs. And I would like to acknowledge the funding and also our research team members for their contribution to the project. Thank you. Any questions?
Is that time for a question, too?
Yeah.
Make sure. You have Eustis very hilarious in this part of the country.
Make sure you repeat the question.
Okay. Dr. Aldrich's question is whether we have Eustis variolaris in our area. I think for our monitoring data, what we find, I showed the sorghum data, mainly a service. They also have three other species.
That's the one major species that we have not found that 2E4Z decadiene.